This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. You probably don't think of heaven as a place in danger of violence, but in Matthew 11, verse 12, it says, "The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force." Well, John, what does that verse mean, and how does it apply to us today?
That is a controversial passage. Lots of folks have weighed in on what it means that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent men take it by force. But I think the best interpretation of that is simply this. You don't sort of just waltz into the kingdom, you know? You don't just sort of roll out of bed into the kingdom. It's not just, hey, take these three easy steps and guess what? You'll be in the kingdom and have eternal life. No, coming into the kingdom is a violent act. Now, if that surprises you, let me back you up a little bit. What did Jesus say? "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." Self-denial is a violent act. It's a redirection of everything in our lives. The sinner is completely consumed with himself. To deny himself, what does it mean? Not only deny himself, the Bible says hate his own life, hate his father, mother, sister, brother, turn away from his possessions. Turn away from his own self-will, his own ambitions, his own goals, his own objectives, and become a slave of Jesus Christ. That is a violent action. And that is why only a few are being saved. And the folks who do come into the kingdom come in with violence done to their own self-will, their own ambition, their own plans, and their own sins. It's a violent thing to truly repent and be redeemed.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching, or if you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.